This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What is orthorexia? The disorder which sees healthy eating go too far. Thanks for asking. According to the American National Association of Anorexia Nervosa and Associated Disorders, around 9% of the US population are affected by an eating disorder. We've all heard of anorexia, bulimia, and binge eating, which are among the most commonly diagnosed. But awareness is growing about another disorder which sees people become obsessed with the so-called purity of the food they eat. It's called orthorexia, coming from the Latin words orthos for correct and orexis meaning appetite. American Dr. Stephen Bratman coined the term in 1997. To put it simply, orthorexia is a need to eat healthily at all costs, to the extent that it becomes an obsession. Those affected start cutting out certain foods completely, or even seeing them as dangerous when they're not really. Let's listen to Cleveland Clinic Dr. Casey Goodpaster talking to WCNC about how orthorexia differs from other eating disorders in an interview recorded back in 2019.
This one is more focused on the quality of the food intake rather than the quantity of the food intake. And there's a lot of distress or impairment that results from not following a very restrictive diet.
Scientifically speaking, orthorexia isn't recognized as an eating disorder in its own right, at least not yet. So it's hard to find any precise data on how many people are affected. But it's still more dangerous than you might think.
Isn't eating healthily recommended by medical professionals?
Of course, there's nothing wrong with wanting to monitor your food intake to stay healthy. But in people with orthorexia, the behavior gets similar to OCD. They may develop rituals like obsessively checking the calorie count on food packaging, for example, with the nutritional value seen as the be-all and end-all. There's often no pleasure taken from actually eating the food. Furthermore, they may only eat at home in order to have complete control over every last ingredient that goes into their meals. Even the thought of eating an unhealthy or supposedly unhealthy food is a source of anxiety, so that food gets banned. The same logic may then get applied to entire food groups like sugar, carbs, or dairy, for example. Like with anorexia, that can lead to rapid weight loss and malnutrition, both of which can be dangerous. But on top of that, it can also result in anxiety attacks and a depressive state related to the need for permanent control of one's diet, which of course creates stress.
How can I find out if I suffer from orthorexia?
Dr. Bratman developed a simple test to help detect indicators of orthorexia. It consists of 10 yes or no questions and can be easily found online by searching for the Bratman test. Bear in mind it's not an actual diagnosis, so just see it as a first step before seeking professional help if you think you need it. In any case, as I mentioned earlier, orthorexia isn't strictly recognized as an eating disorder. Nevertheless, a doctor or nutritionist may be able to help. The closest you could get to a diagnosis would be being told you have an other specified feeding or eating disorder. There you have it. Now you know what orthorexia is.
In under 3 minutes, we answer your questions and help you understand the true meaning behind the trends, concepts, and acronyms that are making headlines. Listen along and you will really know for sure.